You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
And now to that graffiti wall of American culture, the presidential race according to Twitter. It's the information tsunami zone, and last night the surf was up in Florida. But there were waves lapping on the beach as early as 9 a.m. Mitt Romney, today is the Florida primary. As we've seen so far, every single vote counts. Take action and get out the vote. And from the Gingrich camp at noon, voting is underway in Florida. Let's surprise the Washington establishment. Need to find your polling location? Go here. By last night, Mitt Romney was looking like a trainload of Florida orange juice concentrate, while Gingrich was hoping to position himself as the fresh-squeezed alternative. Rick Santorum had moved on as of earlier this week, and Ron Paul had already ceded Florida, so they were just two gators in the weeds. Gingrich versus Romney last night, with Romney holding double-digit leads in virtually all polls, all parts of the state.
That's right, dude. The beauty of this is its simplicity. Once the plan gets too complex, everything can go wrong.
But to the networks, this was somehow an insanely suspenseful cliffhanger.
We're watching the final primary votes being cast in Florida on this special edition of John King USA.
It's another big night in the Republican race, and anything could still happen.
Anything? Like Mitt Romney singing.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee.
To which ABC News tweeted, Romney already singing victory song in Florida. And that national tweet treasure himself, Andy Borowitz, seemed a little crestfallen over the lack of suspense. Romney's attack ads on Gingrich seem to have worked. Borowitz, if his presidential campaign doesn't work out, Mitt Romney has a bright future as an Iron Man villain.
There will be blood in the water, and the sharks will come.
4:30 p.m. Borowitz is hoping for a good showing for Gingrich so he doesn't have to stop tweeting things like this. Florida, polls close at 8, but Newt's marriage stays open all night. Or this. If you were impressed by Obama's rendition of the Al Green song, you haven't heard Newt sing Super Freak.
As Clint Eastwood once said, a man should know his limitations.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You're not. My wife sings. I don't sing.
Around 5 p.m., there was a bit of a scandal as Ron Paul started tweeting pictures of a campaign worker's swollen foot. Ron Paul campaign calls on Gingrich to apologize for staff assault on Ron Paul supporter. Michael Maresco, shame on you for hiring a thug. Gingrich staffers attack Ron Paul supporter. But that story didn't make it out of the Twitter sphere. By 5:25, the fanatics were settling down for a short winner's night. Cam Savage, TV, takeout, laptop equals great night. David Konevsky, it's like Christmas for political junkies. There were predictions. Karam Dara said, my picks for the primary, Romney 46.5%, Gingrich 28%, Santorum 12%, Paul 10%, turnout 2.5 million. Matthew Lumbee, spoiler alert, Florida primary tonight, Romney wins. There was exit poll punditry from Carolyn Horn. Debates mattered, say two-thirds of the voters. 39% said ads played a factor in their decision.
Newt has a ton of baggage.
Mitt Romney became CEO of Bain Capital.
Like the fact that Gingrich was fined $300,000 for ethics violations.
His mission? To reap massive rewards for himself and his investors.
There was exit poll punditry. Carolyn Horn says early exit polls, two-thirds say debates mattered. 39% said ads played a factor in their decision. And this, which candidate has run the most unfair campaign? 37% chose Romney, while 34% chose Gingrich. And there was the inevitable churlish snipe tweet. John Gilbreath. Since there's a lot of open marriages in Florida, I'm sure Newt is hoping for the swing vote. Nice. From Hail Razor. Best part of Ron Paul ceding the Florida primary, no long, rambling post-election speech about Austrian economics. And this, Snoop Dogg endorses Ron Paul, Obama's dog endorses Newt.
The dog will be there shortly.
Much more succinct summaries than in this commentary from Chris Hardballer.
This primary battle in Florida has been a nasty, nasty fight. There will be no hand-holding when this is over. No, the best man won stuff. No, this fight has been a poo storm, and nobody's walking away clean.
And MSNBC's Righteous Softballer.
It's never happened before. The first three races for the Republican nomination, three different winners.
6:20, and the tedium is setting in. Stephen Kosloff, if nothing else, Newt's candidacy is God's gift to the mainstream media. Who doesn't love a train wreck, after all? Or Brian Angler. Exit polls indicate that Florida voters think Mitt Romney needs to eat more. We'll send him Rugla to help. The clock winds down. It's 6:30.
Good evening, and for the good people of Florida, it's all over as of tonight, at least until the general election.
Time for the network evening news broadcasts, as usual, a time when nothing happens.
The nonstop television ads will go dark. The candidates will move on. Then comes the tricky part for the GOP campaign.
The tweet weariness is palpable. Tweet overreaching is starting to set in. Democrat machine. We hear that Gingrich performed poorly amongst voters who walked on the moon.
That's one small step for man.
Dr. Tom Flynn. Gingrich equals nutcase. Romney equals uninspiring. Voters think nutcase is more dangerous than uninspiring. Or Tina DePue. Sorry, watching Florida Returns after all these years still makes me anxious, even when it's just Richie Rich versus Moon Baby. But then at 7, the real terror sets in. Florida. That's right. It's weird.
It's bizarro.
Partly in Eastern Time, partly in Central Time, which means...
But we begin with breaking news on this primary night. The vast majority of the polling stations in Florida just closed. It's Central Time in the Panhandle, so in Northwest Florida, less than an hour to go yet.
They know the outcome, but for a whole hour, they just can't say.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
So they vamp.
We do expect our first returns to start coming in any moment, but we will not be able to characterize the race in any way until polls have closed in the entire state, which again will be 1 hour from now.
No. 140 characters, please. The tweetsters have got it right. Jack Salmon, already looking like an outright Romney win. Benjamin Cruz, the central time zone of Florida should be annexed by Alabama so the networks can call the primary when the result is obvious. Thank you. Or Kyle, MSM, mainstream media, obsessed with panhandle results. Look for anything to deny Mittmentum. And then it was over.
It is now 8 o'clock in the east. And
all polls are now officially closed in Florida, and Fox News can project
that Mitt Romney will win the Florida Republican presidential primary,
taking all 50 of Florida's delegates.
Paul Blake, 801. Well, that was quick. Eye on Politics, 801. So that took how many seconds to call for Romney? And Matt Hayes at 801. Breaking. Old people vote for Romney. Now they can go to bed. 801, man. Now that's breaking news. Thank you, Florida.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.